For our study of Hilchos Pesach, I'd like to learn with you two lines in the Yerushalmi in the 8th Perek of Shabbos, Perek HaMotzi Yayin. Ma'u lotzeis b'yayin shel shavis. The Yerushalmi offers a suffix, presents a suffix with regard to yayin shel shavis for Dalad Kosos. And the Gemara concludes, Tani Rav Hoshia, Yotzin b'yayin shel shavis. Then the Gemara in the Yerushalmi goes on to speak about kanditon, because kanditon might be possible in Mizbeach. That's not for us now. But what's the problem of Yayin Shel Shavis? Why did the Yerushalmi think in the Havamina that Yayin Shel Shavis, as far as Dalad Kosos, is a problem? The Karban Eidah, which is one of the super commentaries on the Yerushalmi, writes, Ma'u lotzeis b'yayin shel shviyas kevan de lo karinin bei lochem. V'kol saka daitoch de dalet kosos b'inon lochem kimo matza. V'chi hecha di ein yotzim b'matza kein ein yotzim b'dalet kosos o lo. So the Karban Eidah puts this question of the Yerushalmi into the perspective of matzah, and presumes, in the Havamina at least, an analogy, an equation between matzah and dalad kosos. Matzah requires lachem, and dalad kosos therefore would also require lachem. And yayin shel shviyas is not called lachem. Now the paradigm of requiring lachem in mitzvahs is Dalad minim, ulakatim lachem. What's the deal with an esrog shel shvius? The poskim, when they deal with esrog shel shvius, they want to know if it's mishumar, which means that somebody violated shvius, and he had no right to plant this tree of esrogim, etc., etc., and whether or not there's an isra achila engendered by mishumar, or for those who don't rely on the Het Mechira. And that's the law of Mishumar. And the poskim vacillate back and forth whether or not Mishumar would engender an Isra Achila, and if it would, it doesn't engender an Isra Hanah, so it might be Lachem under the fact that it's Mutar Banah. But to the best of my knowledge, Shvius is Lachem. The possible objection in the case of Shvius for Esrog is not because it's a chison lachem, adarabba. Your mitzvah Shvius is to make sure that the Shpeir Shvius fulfill their nitan lemitzvos and the achila, as opposed to hefseid, velola hefseid. You own the Peiris of Shvius, and therefore you cannot object to using an esrog of shvius under the law of lachem for the mitzvah of lakatim lachem, unless you may have a problem of mishumar or nevad and so forth and so on, because those engender an isra achil. But as far as the heter achil is concerned, in the classical case of shvius, why should there be a chisar lachem? And therefore, the very premise here of the Karban Eidah, that in matzah, because of the requirement of lachem, there is a problem with shvius, I don't know where he's coming from. Maybe it's my ignorance. Now, at the end of Masechta Pesachim, this Yerushalmi that we mentioned in Shabbos is quoted by the Rashash. The Rashash was one of the super commentaries amongst the Achronim, published in the back of the Gemaras of the Vilna Shas, writes the following. Yerushalmi, Ma'u lotzeis b'yayin shel shvius. Upirish ha-korban eidah, kevan de lo karina be'lochem, v'kosal kadaita d'al kosas b'inin lochem kebo matzah. V'chi hechi d'eni yotze b'matzah, etc. V'litzarech iyan tuva, the Rashash is bothered by this korban eidah. We'll see if he's asking the same question we asked. D'lama lo ikri shelachem. Why is this a chisaron of shalachem? Hello, mefurash ksivbe For Hoysa Shabbos Ha'oretz Lachem. And now he quotes the case of Esrog. Varei Esrog be'inon vadei lochem usnan beperk lulav agos. Alokeach lulav michaver b'shvius. No saying lo Esrog b'matana. It seems clear that there's no chisar of lochem in talad minim in the case of shvius. The ode, the hagabi matzah loksiv lochem, ela di alfinon lechem lechem michala. Tichsiv bei ariso sechem ubechala gufa tnan besof perek tshi de shvius ha'ochel mi isa shvius ad shalo hurma chalosa chayav misa. Fine. So let's just summarize the Rashash. The Rashash has two objections to the Korban Eidah. First, Shvius is not at all a Hafka of Lachem, and therefore in the case of Esrog, you could be Yotze with an Esrog of Shvius, and it's considered Lachem, and he has a Raya from Perkluv HaGozel. That's his first objection. Second objection is even with regard to Matzah, the premise of the Korban Eidah that is required to Lachem is not precise. What we know about matzah is like challah. Challah requires ariso sechem, and we have a gzeir shavah lechem lechem to matzah, lechem oni in matzah, and therefore matzah also requires ariso sechem. However, it's clear from the Mishnah in the ninth parak of Shvius that if you eat isas Shvius, there is a chiyuv challah. And of course, an Issa Tevel, which incurs if you haven't taken off Chal from Issa Shvius. In other words, there is Chal in Shvius. In other words, Shvius does not undermine Ariso Sechem, and therefore, by process of equation, Shvius would not undermine Matzah in terms of Ariso Sechem, the same Ariso Sechem that applies to an is of shvius would apply to matzah for the mitzvah of matzah. So if you're comparing dalet kosos to matzah, then the same requirement of ownership in matzah should apply in shvius. Now, at the end of his presentation, he writes, V'dochek lomar de Yushalmi Ari below hifkir. Perhaps the Yushalmi is talking about a case where he closes off his field and he doesn't allow anyone to come in and take his grapes, which would be Meshumar, and therefore there would be an Isra Achila, Di'iyata Ochel Min HaMeshumar, and he says that that's Dochak. Now, I don't know if he means it's Dochak because it's an Ukimta, and that's not the Pashtus of the Yushalmi. The Yushalmi is talking about Yayin Shel Shvius, period, not Meshumar. We're not talking about someone who violated an Isur. But furthermore, we could add, as we said at the outset, that even if I grant you that there is halacha of Meshumar, that this Yushalmi is talking about a case of Meshumar, even so, would that be Mafkia, the mitzvah of Esrog, for example? So let's say you had an Esrog Meshumar. Well, in this case, we're talking about Yayin, we're talking about Anovim Mishumaros. Would there be a Hafkov Lachem through the din of Mishumar? And as we suggested before, if there's a Heter Anah, it might still be considered Bailus and ownership as far as the Anah is concerned, even though it engenders an Isra Achila. In other words, we never found that Isra Achila are Mufka from Bailus, Mufkoim from Bailus. An Isra Anah could be Mafkia Bailus, but not an Isra Achila. And therefore, you Makadish an Isha with Nevela, which is Mutab Anah, is a Rehi Mekudeshes. She's received something of value, and that engenders Bailus. If that be the case, then even in the case of Ulakachtem Lachem, if you have an Esrik Shashvius that's Meshumar, it's also Achila, but nevertheless, it still remains in your ownership because it's Mutab Anah. And in that context, you should be able to fulfill the mitzvah of lachem and be mekadesh an isha with something that's mutar ba'anoa. So I'm not sure exactly why the Rashash is willing to possibly interpret this Yerushalmi as referring to Mishumar, and that would explain why you're not Yotze Dalet Kosos, unless perhaps he means something else. True, that an Esrog Mishumar, which is also Achila, is still Lachem. And you can be Yotze the Mitzvah Lekatan Klem with such an Esrog. But here we're dealing with Matzah, we're dealing with Dalet Kosos. And in that context, the Isra Achila would be sufficient, perhaps, to engender a psul. For example, the Rambam has a psul of Tevel from Matzah, I believe in Perikei, and there we're not dealing with a case of Hafkoas Lachem. We're dealing with the fact that Tevel is an Isra Chamur, an Isra Achila. It's not also Bano, but it's also Achila. And the Rambam establishes that anything that's also Achila is Mufka, is excluded from the mitzvah of Matzah. Let's call it mitzvah Bo Bavera. You cannot make a bracha on such a matzah because it's Tevel. And for that matter, if you steal a matzah, it's a matzah gzula. Even if I would circumvent the problem of Lachem, nevertheless, it would be an Iser, it would be an Avera to eat the matzah. It's a stolen matzah, is mitzvah above Avera psula. So perhaps if this Yayin is Yayin Shvius and it's Meshumar, and therefore there's an Iser Achila, if he were to drink this wine, it would be a mitzvah above Avera. As far as Lachem and matzah is concerned, and the Rashash is correct for pointing out that there is no lachem in matzah. There's only a yalfusa of lachem in challah. And it says, arisosechem by challah. There the halacha is that if you have an isa shal hegdesh, the bailus of hegdesh is mafkia lachem. You need bailus of hedjot. And that's a din in the cheftza of the Isa. The cheftza of the Isa doesn't engender a chiv chal, and therefore an Isa tevel, unless it's bailus of hedjot. There's no difference between Reuven's Isa as far as Reuven is concerned, or Reuven's Isa as far as Shimon is concerned. As long as there's bailus of hedjot, there is a chiv chal and an Isa tevel inherent in the Isa. It doesn't matter who is actually eating from the Isa. And likewise in matzah, if you invite me to eat from your matzah, even though it's not my matzah, I can be yotzi machi of matzah. There's no din of lachem. There's only halacha of matzah's hegdesh, and maybe my sashedi might be hegdesh, if it's mom gavoa, that itself excludes matzah. In the case of shvius, shvius is not hegdesh, and it's Mamon Bailim, it's Mamon Hedjit, and therefore there's no reason why I shouldn't be able to be Yotze with Yayin Shel Shvius, even if I equate Shvius with Matzah, and we have this Gzeirah Shava of Lechem Lechem, and for that matter, if you invite me to eat from your table, and there's Yayin Shel Shvius on the table, and I don't own it at all, I could still be Yotze, and the lachem is not a positive requirement that I have to drink my, that it's a din in the maisa mitzvah that I have to drink my yayin. Just the yayin has to be momen hejot, and shvius is momen hejot. In effect, we have a problem here with this carbonado, and we haven't resolved this problem. The Rashash is very good at knocking down the carbonado, but I don't see that he offers an alternative interpretation of why the Yerushalmi thinks that Yayin Shel Shvius should be excluded from Dalet Kosos. The Pas HaShulchan has a pirush here called the Taklin Chadatin on Shkolim, and he writes the following. Ma'u lotzeis b'yayin shel shviz. The yayin shel shviz osur lihenes bo kshi gia zman abir. In other words, if we're at the end of Shnas Shviz and we have yayin of Shviz left over, so the halacha is that when we get to Erev Pesach, we've got to be mevayer the Shviz, which means we have to take it out of our house and make it hefker. So let's read the Taklin Chaltin inside. It says, Yain shel shviyas osu lehenos bo kshehigia zman habiur elot tzorech laf kiro. Ach diyesh lomar mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. So after shas habiur, he's not allowed to drink this wine. Again, this is an ukimta in the Yerushalmi that we're talking after shas habiur. I mean, I'm not sure. You know, not every yayin shel shviyas is by definition shas habir. He gives shas habir. I mean, for example, you can have yayin shel shviyas. Well, it's hard to imagine yayin shel shviyas already this year, but it could be possible. It could be possible that you have yayin shel shviyas this year. Let's say if the grapes reached chanota after Tu B'Shvat, and somehow you were able to produce these grapes between Tu B'Shvat and the 15th of Nisan, they would have Kedusha Shviyas. But the Shas Habir is much later on. But in a case of Yayin Shel Shviyas after Shas Habir, which means next Pesach, if you have Yayin Shel Shviyas around, then you have to be mafkir, you're not allowed to have any benefit from it. That's the law of Biur. Again, exactly how you make it hefker, you have to take it out, you don't have to take it out in front of three, whatever the dinim are in hefker of Shas Habir. Is Memela, if you're not allowed to drink it, then we come back to square one that it's a mitzvah baba vera. I don't think he's operating with the lachem of the Korban Eidah, although it could be possible, but let's assume for the time being he's operating within the framework of mitzvah baba avera. So then the question is, what is the avera here? Is the hanoah itself the avera? And he comes up with a very odd kind of approach to this, and he wants to say that this case where he's drinking yayin shel shviyas l'shem mitzvah dalet kosos after Shas Habir, that is not a violation of the Isur Hanah, because he's drinking not for the sake of his Hanah, but for the sake of his kium mitzvah dalet kosos. And that, he suggests, comes under the general category of mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. So, for example, in Mudra Noah, Michavero, can his friend blow shofar for him, l'shem mitzvah shofar? After all, he's getting Hanoah, and he's a Mudra Noah. The Hanoah is that he's Yotzi, his mitzvah shofar. The Gemara applies the principle of mitzvah slav lehenos. Rashi says, rather, it's an ol. And here, too, in the case of drinking the kos of yayin for the sake of the mitzvah of dalet kosos, and even an ani is chayav in dalet kosos, as the Mishnah establishes at the beginning of Arei Pesachim. And we're very machmir that even women are obligated in dalet kosos. Therefore, we can apply the principle of mitzvos lav lehenos. Now, I'm not sure if you could apply mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu in a case where the mitzvah itself is the hanoah, as the shtia is the mitzvah. So the hanoah is built into the mitzvah. In such a case, I don't know if you could say mitzvah slav lehenos nitnu. Mitzvah slav lehenos nitnu means we can separate the mitzvah from the hanoah. And we could say that if the hanoah is the kiyum mitzvah, the kiyum mitzvah is not called a hanoah. You know, he's yotzei his mitzvah shofar by hearing yenam's blowing. That's not considered hanoah, because all he's benefiting is from the kiyum mitzvah. The kiyum mitzvah doesn't constitute hanoah. But in the case of Dalet Kosos, where the mitzvah itself is the Hanah, the Chiv is the Shtia, I would have suggested that the principle of mitzvah Slavlenus doesn't apply at all. And I'm not sure if that's what the Achronim are going to say over here in their objection to the Taklin Chadatin. So again, let's just review what we know. In the context of this new interpretation, the Isur HaNah of Shvius L'Kshigiyaz Van HaBiur is what the Yerushalmi thinks is problematic for the Mitzvah Dalet Kosos, that he's not Yotze the Mitzvah Dalet Kosos because of the Isur HaNah. He's not allowed to be, you know, to benefit from the Shvius, the Yayin Shel Shvius L'Achar Shigia Zman HaBiur, and therefore would be a kind of a mitzvah baba avera, if I understand correctly. What's the final conclusion? He says, because mitzvahs lav lehenus nitno. Now, the objection to this approach of the Taklin Chadatin, again, other than the fact that this is an ukimta, the Yerushalmi, that the Yerushalmi doesn't say a word about, is the Har Tzvi, Rav Hirsch Pesach Frank, who is the chief rabbi of Yerushalayim, is not happy about applying the principle of mitzvah slav lehenos nitnu. And the reason for that is he finds that mitzvah slav lehenos nitnu is not enough to be matir lechatchila, but rather it's bidievet. So let's take a look at the language of the Har Tzvi. Let's just open up to the Har Tzvi. Here we have it. And he says the following. Mefurish b'Yerushalmi, Shabbos Perek Ches, Ma'u Lotzeis, B'yayin Shel Shvius. Tony Rav Oshia, Yotzim B'yayin Shel Shvius. U'kvar Nerub Wazeh Pirushim Shonim. B'korban Eidah B'farish, Kaven de lo karinen be lachem, kasal kadaitok dal kosos, be inen lachem kamo matza, ukvar tomalov, hairashash, be hidush, be so psochim, lomalo yu ikri lachem, alo mefurish kosov ba, voisa shabbos arts lachem. Vare esrog, de be inen lachem, usnan besuka, alo keach lulav michaver, be shvius, nosen lo esrog, be maton. And then he says, "Hapnei Moshe mefarish the Ma'ir liachas man biur," and he quotes the Taklin Chadatin, "Achris man biur ve'aser b'ano yeshlom de mitzvah slav lenos nitnu," etc. He says, "V'zed dochak," he doesn't like the Taklin Chadatin, "the after mitzvah slav lenos nitnu mikomachom lechatchila aser." And then he says, "The ode hecha deika hanoas haguf kosav haran benedarim the mitzvos lehenos nitnu lekuli alma v'osur." Now, I just want to comment here. It sounds, when you first read it, like the Ran in the Darim is being quoted here the same way that we wanted to suggest that if the mitzvah entails hanah, you don't apply mitzvah slav lehenos. Meaning the shofar case is not a hanah case. The hanah there is the kiyum mitzvah. Here there's physical hanah because he drinks the yayin, and therefore we would not apply the principle of mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu, but rather mitzvahs lehenos nitnu. And he quotes the Ran. Now, if I'm not mistaken, the Ran should not be taken too broadly, meaning it's not an all-inclusive statement that with regard to Hanos HaGuf we don't apply the principle of mitzvos lav lehenos nitnu. I think it really depends upon whether Hanos HaGuf is me'ikar mitzvah. Like, for example, the case of a neder, if a person takes a neder vis-a-vis his wife, Hanos Tashmishei Halai, there we would not apply the principle of mitzvah slav lehenos nitnu, because the hanah itself is part of the guf ha-mitzvah. The mitzvah of tashmish, the mitzvah of ona, includes the hanah as part of its very essential definition. And for that matter, let's say in Talmud Torah, the famous introduction to Gilui Tal, that the enjoyment and the benefits that he gets from learning Torah, that's part of the mitzvah itself. It's integral to the mitzvah. So I don't know if you would apply mitzvahs lav lehenos nitnu. If let's say, for example, I was a mudra anon, you're teaching me Torah, or you're giving me a sefer to read, and I'm learning Torah. In such a case, the hana is integral, essential to the mitzvah. It's not just the hana by the by. So the question I want to know is, how do we define Dalet Kosos? You know, the Hartzvi doesn't go into this, but I think we have to. It's not just that Shtiyas Dalet Kosos is Hanos Haguf, period. And that's the end of the story. And therefore we suspend the operation of Mitzvah Lehenos. No, that's not what we're saying. What we have to say is that the Gufashal Mitzvah essentially is the Hanos. Now, you can look at Shtiyah as a Maisa Shtiyah without Hanah. Let's say, for example, a person would drink Dalet Kosos and he gets no benefit from it at all. You know, he doesn't like wine, or he's got a throat ache and he doesn't taste it. He's got a cold and he has no taste buds, whatever it might be. He would still fulfill the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos insofar as he drank Dalet Kosos. The mechanical act of Shtiyah is enough to fulfill the mitzvah. There's no hanah built into the mitzvah. It's not like, what should I say, the case of hanah's tashmish echalai, where the hanah is part and parcel of the mitzvah. Or like Talmud Torah. So I think if we want to object to the taklin charetin, we have to add another punch over here. And that is that the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos has two dimensions to it. First, it's the mechanical act of shtiyah, and whatever constitutes shtiyah, that itself engenders a kiyum mitzvah. Number two, there's the pleasure and the enjoyment you get from that shtiyah. That too is part of the kiyum mitzvah. It's an enhancement, perhaps we call it a second dimension in the kiyum of Dalet Kosos. And that's what the Gemara means, that shesa and chai, yidei yayin yotza, yidei cheris lo yotza, that there are two dimensions to the mitzvah Dalet Kosos, and if he drinks undiluted, concentrated wine, although he has a mitzvah of shtiyas hakos, there's no question about it, that's called yidei yayin yotza, but yidei cherus lo yotza, the sugya narvei psochem. And cherus requires that you enjoy the shtiyah. That's exactly what a Ben Chorin does. He drinks wine because he enjoys it. And that's why the Rambam says in Perek Ches Mehilchas Chametz U'Matzah that when you offer the people at the Seder table wine, you should mix the wine in a way that's appropriate for each particular individual. It's a very subjective matter. Meaning, the Derech Cherus is that I drink the wine that I enjoy. I mean, let's say, for example, the issue Rav Moshe Feinstein's tshuva about grape juice for Dalet Kosos. So one enhancement, dafka, one advantage, dafka, of Dalet Kosos, of grape juice, would be if someone enjoys grape juice. Again, does it constitute yayin or not is a different question. Maybe yayin means, you know, it has to be an intoxicating beverage. I don't know what. But be that as it may, I just want to say on the plus side, if we were advocating in favor of grape juice for someone who enjoys grape juice, that would enhance his mitzvah derech cherus. Imagine giving the eved the opportunity to choose, you know, whatever he likes. I mean, that would be an act of cherus. You'd have to free the eved first. You give the eved whatever you give the eved. But if the eved is a ben chorin, he chooses that which he enjoys. So one could say that Enoch Inami Hanah is essential to the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos, insofar as the mitzvah is Derech Cherus, and therefore the principle of Mitzvah Slav Lehenos Nitnu would not apply. In any event, the bottom line of this discussion is that whereas the Taklin Charetin would recognize a kiyum mitzvah in yayin shel shvius, that's also by no meaning after zman biur, the tshuva of the Har Tzvi would not accept and qualify such a shtia for the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos. And the reason for that is that mitzvah Slav Lehenos does not apply over here. He's violated Nisra Noah. We suggested that although the Har Tzvi is correct, but there is a dimension of Shtiyas Dalet Kosos that does not have Hanoah as an inherent part of it. It's the Maisa Shtiyah, and that Lechora he could achieve the Maisa Shtiyah of Dalet Kosos, even in the case of Yain Shel Shviyas, Li'acha She'igia Zman Adbir. Now there's a Sefer on Yushalmi from the Grach Kenevsky. And here on Ma'olotes B'Yayin Shel Shviyas, he quotes a chiddush of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish, that would be Reb Chaim's uncle, takes the Taklin Charetin, but in a slightly different direction. Let's say it's after Zman Habir. So if that be the case, there's an Isra Hanoah, the Yayin, and he's got to be mafkirit. And the question arises, how could we, in the context of the Yushalmi, assuming it's after Zman Bira, how could we justify that he was Mekayim the Mitzvah by drinking wine be'isr, where the Shti itself is a Shti Asura, as we left it hanging. So he adds another thing. He says that the Mishnah in Shviyas tells us that Perosh Shviyas, Kshakolim L'chaim in Asada, Chayov Mibir Min Abayis, but you're not Chayav to take everything out. In every species, every min, you're allowed to leave for yourself, for your home use, a certain amount. How much are you allowed to leave for yourself? Mishayr Liatzmo Kidei Mazon Gimel Sudos. And that's the Mishnah in the ninth parak of Shviyas. Now, if the Zman Bir of Shviyas in regard to Yayin is Erev Pesach, and that seems to be indicated in the Yerushalmi in the fourth parak of Shviyas, and also in the Bavli in Psachim Dafnan Nun Gimel Amin Aleph, so now you're talking about an Isra Anoah with regard to everything except for Mazon Gimel Sudos. And therefore, in Yayin, Gimel Revios would be permissible to leave behind. And we find in Erevin, with regard to Eruve Chatzeros, you have Halach of Mazon Shtei Sudos, and in Yayin, Shtei Revios. So Mazon HaSuda is equal to Revios in Yayin, in liquids. And now the Yerushalmi makes sense. The Yerushalmi is vacillating back and forth. Since the mitzvah of the day is Dalet Kosos, can he be Mishayer Dalet Revios? Meaning all he needs for each Kos is one Revios. And even if it's after Shas Biur, he's permitted to leave behind Gimel Revios. And now, maybe we could say the following. That Mazon Gimel Sudos in the Gemara Psachim is in Yayin is Gimel Revios. He's allowed to leave within the context of the mitzvah of beer. He's allowed to leave in his house. Mishay Liatzma Kidei Mazon Gimel Sudos. And how much in Yayin would Mazon Gimel Sudos be? This really depends upon how you understand Mazon Gimel Sudos. If the halacha Mishayer Liatzmo Mazon Gimel Sudos, that's the shear of Gimel Sudos. So the parol shear is Gimel Revios and Ge'endik Damaisa, that's it. So Sipur, it's all over. Finito. You can only get Gimel Revios. That's all you can get. Only Gimel Revios can be salvaged and separated from the rest of the Yayin for the sake of your personal use. Everything else is also Manoah. There's no way you can get Dalet Kosos. But perhaps the halacha of Mazon Gimel Sudos is not formulated as an absolute shear, a universal shear as we know it, but rather it's halacha of leaving behind that which you normally would consume, and Gimel Sudos is that's considered the normal consumption. Here on Leil Pesach, we have a new halacha that your consumption requires dalad kosos. So in every case, we're going to have to figure out what is the shear that you're allowed to be mishayer. You're allowed to be mishayer a certain volume that you're not chayev to get rid of in beer. And how much you're allowed to be mishayer, you're allowed to leave out for yourself, that could be a shifting amount. There may be a number of different variables that would allow us to expand the amount of shvius that you're allowed to be mishayer, and within the context of your obligation on Leil HaPesach to drink Dalad Kosos, that's the Chovos Hayom, and therefore you might be allowed to be mishayer Dalad Revios in order to fulfill, that would be the minimum requirement, the volume to fulfill the Dalad Kosos. So maybe although normally you're only allowed to be mishayer Gimel Kosos on any given point, you would have to be mishayer Gimel Revios and not more than Gimel Revios. But with regard to Leil Pesach, when the Chiv Beer emerges on Erev Pesach, the Chachamim would give you more leeway here, and instead of Gimel Revios, they would allow you Dalad Revios. That's what he has in the name of the Chazon Ish. So we're not yet finished with this possible interpretation of the Yerushalmi with the Yukimta that we're talking about Li'achar Zman Habir Kshakalu Lebehema Menachayim Menasod. But we started with the carbonado and the hinge here, the tzir of the suffix, the essence of the suffix, the Yushalmi, revolved around the question of lachem in Shvius. I mean, we had a major problem with that. And then we moved over to an ukimta of Li'achar Shas Habir. Now let's drop that ukimta. Let's try to interpret the Yushalmi and the suffix of Yerushalmi in a different way, based on a different principle entirely. We have in many sugyas in Shas a principle called Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. So for example, we can start with the Gemara in Arvei Pesachim on Daf Kuf Beis Omid Beis. Gemara says the following: Gomro Kos Rishon Mevarech Alav Birchas Hamazon. So we're talking about a case where he started his Suda before Pesach, Mivod Yom. Now he finishes his Suda, he's ready to bench, and he can recite Birchas Hamazon on the same Kos that he's going to use for the mitzvah of Kiddush on Leil HaPesach. In fact, the Gemara of Amai. Oh, I'm sorry. So then he says, Vasheni Omer Lov Kiddush Sayom. So what he's saying is that he's got to separate Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush Hayom on two separate kosos. Let's read the Rashbam. Rashbam says, Rabbi Yossi Ka'amarla. Rabbi Yossi is the one who says that Ein Mafsikin, that if you start a Suda, you continue it, just that you have to recite Kiddush. So Rabusa hu she'eno tzarch l'kaddish miyad al yigmar sudoso v'yivarech birchas hamoz v'yakach yikaddish. So we need birchas hamoz in this case, and we need Kiddush. In fact, the Gemara, my nemrinu l'travayu achad kos. So why does he have to bring a second kos and call it the kos shel Kiddush? Why can't he use the same kos upon which he recited Birkas HaMazon and recite Kiddush on that kos as well, and then drink one kos, and with one kos fulfill both the mitzvah of Birkas HaMazon and the mitzvah of Kiddush? Amar Rav Huna, Amar Rav Sheshes, Ein omrim shtei kedushos al kos echad. Now the exact translation of shtei kedushos is not clear here, because we're talking about Birkas HaMazon. I don't know what he means by shtei kedushos. In any event, the Gemara clarifies what is the reason why we need two kosos. My taima, Amar Rav Nachbar Yitzchak lefisha ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos. So to fulfill two mitzvahs simultaneously on a cup of wine, both Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush, that's objectionable because of the principle of Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. Let's see the Rashbam. V'lemrinu Chavayu Achad Kosa Kiddush Hayom Birkas HaMazon U'Rab Yossi Kaparech De'ilu L'Rab Yehuda Kevin HaMafsikin Yitzarech Akir Shulchan Yitzarech Shnei Kosos. And here the Rashbam sends us back to the machlokas between Rabbi Yossi and Rabbi Yehuda. If he started a suda mibodjom, Rabbi Yossi says he continued the suda, he doesn't have to bench. Rabbi Yehuda says mafsikin, he has to bench. And in that, if that be the case, according to Rabbi Yehuda, after he benches, he's going to have to take out or begin, shall we say, a whole new suda. He's benching on a suda's chol. He doesn't mention mitzay, and then he starts a whole new suda. So then it's quite clear that it's impossible to bench and make Kiddush on the same kos, because it's only after he benches that he was Messiah his Suda. Now he's ready for a Kiddush to kick off his new Suda, which is going to be a Suda Shabbos. That's clear. However, according to Rabbi Yossi is willing to extend the Suda and in a sense transform it from a Suda's Chol to a Suda's Shabbos. There's no Tartidus Asrei. One single Suda can carry both characters and characteristics in both names. It can be a Suda's Chol and a Suda's Shabbos. And if that be the case, then when he finishes that long Suda and he benches, he can use that cuss of Birkas HaMazon as his first cuss of Kiddush as well. What's the problem? So that's the Gemara's Kasha, V'nimrinu L'chavayu Achad Kosa. He should recite Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush on that one cup. That was the Gemara's Kasha. Why does it say is Mevim lo kosheni v'yomalov kedushas hayom? So the more answers l'fishein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos, because Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush are two kedushos. Rashi shnei kedushas Birkas HaMazon korei kedusha ki Kiddush hayom klomer shtei mitzvos. Rashbam points out that the word kedusha with regard to, or kiddush with regard to Birkas HaMazon is a borrowed term. It really doesn't belong here. It's not miduyak. But instead of kedushas, we use mitzvos. Ein osim shtei kedushos, or ein omrim shtei kedushos, mean we're not going to fulfill two mitzvahs on one kus, and that's called ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos. Rashbam says, and it's based on Rashi, is the mikseh alei kemasi, indicating that it's a great tircha, it's really an imposition to have to do mitzvahs. He's a charged kaparayin if you can do two mitzvahs on one kos, that he's not allowed to do. Ein osin chavila, mitzvahs chavilos, chavilos. Now, it's fascinating that at the end of this long sugi here on Daf Kuf Beis Amid Beis, the Gemara comes to the conclusion that Havdalah and Kiddush can be recited on one kos, although Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush need two kosos. And we'll see later on in Mitzvah Shem that according to the Rambam, you can also have, just one second, where is it here in the Rambam? I'm trying to see the Rambam's language here. You can have, where is it? I thought I had it underlined here. Just give me one split second. Here he says that that Havdalah and Birkas HaMazon, Oh, that's the case I wanted to tell you. Havdalah and Birkas HaMazon can be recited on one kush. So again, Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon is explicit that you cannot be mekayimin on one kush. Havdalah and Kiddush, it's explicit that you can be mekayim on one kush. Because Havdalah basically means that we're finished with one Kiddush Sayom and now we're entering into a different Kiddush Sayom. And those two integrate into one, and you can recite them both on one kus. But then we have the case of Birkas HaMazon and Havdalah. Those would seem to be two Kiddushos. And what's the connection here between Birkas HaMazon and Havdalah? And yet, the Rambam allows one kus in the case of Birkas HaMazon and Havdalah, not Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush, that's Mefurish, Ein Osim Chavils Chavils, but Birkas HaMazon and Havdalah, Birkas HaMazon and Havdalah, will make a note of it according to the Rambam, is okay. One kus. I'll read to you the language of the Rambam in Perakov Tesmil Cheshabis. Halacha Yud Beis, Rambam says, "I ochel b'Shabbos v'yotza Shabbos." He's eating a Shabbos meal on Shabbos. Now it's on Shabbos. Shabbos is over. Who betoch sudaso? Gomer sudaso. No, till the other mevarch Birkas HaMazon alakos. The achakach mavdil olav. In the flip side, haya ochel v'gomer achilosim knisas haShabbos mevarch Birkas HaMazon tchilu v'achakach mekadosh alkos sheni. V'lo yivarech v'yikadish al kos echad shein osim shtei mitzvahs b'kos echad, etc., etc. So the Rambam clearly differentiates between two cases. If he's being mevarech Birkas HaMazon and Havdalah on one kos, that's with the suda on Shabbos that goes into Motzi Shabbos, that's okay. All he needs is one kos, and he recites Birkas HaMazon on that kos, and he's mavdil on that kos. But in the case where he started his suda before Shabbos, and now it's time to be Mevarech Birkas HaMazon and be Mekadesh, he has to take two different kosos, one for Birkas HaMazon and one for Kiddush. But Kiddush and Havdalah, that is not a violation of Chavils Chavils, and he can recite them both on one kos. Now, if we have time later on, perhaps we'll see the insights of the Rav to explain that Rambam Perkhov Tesmil Shabbos. This is a Yartzeit Shia that he gave many, many years ago. In any event, what we want to discuss now is the question of the Yushalmi. We started with the Yushalmi about using a kus of Yain Shel Shvius for Dalid Kosos. And the question now arises, would that be a violation of Chavilos Chavilos? I want to point out to you before we see Enos and Mitzvahs Chavils Chavilos in the sugya in Soto, because that's really the main sugya of Enos and Mitzvahs Chavils Chavilos. I just want to point out that Tosfos in Arvei Psachim Dibra Maskil Shein Omrim Shtei Kedushas Al Kos Echad writes that Yesh Noagim Bechupa Mitam Zeh Shlo Lomar Sheva Brachos Al kos birchas hamazon mevim kos acher v'ein mevarchim al asheni bar pri agafashen kvar birech al kos birchas hamazon. Interesting that Tosfos quotes a minog, and this is our minog today, that we have two kosos, one for birchas hamazon and one for sheva brachas. In fact, what we usually do is, in between the first... Stop for a minute. Tosfos is talking not about the Sheva Brachos under the Chuppah. Sorry, I made a mistake. Tosfos is talking about the Sheva Brachos after the Chuppah, after they eat the Sudas Nesuin, and the Sheva Brachos at the end. And this is indicative of... this is the paradigm of all the Sheva Brachos of Zayin Yimei Mishteh, that in order to avoid the Iser of Enos and Chavilos Chavilos, they bring two kosos, one for Birkas HaMazon and the other for Sheva Brachos. And that's what we have two kosos. Then Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Meshulam. Rabbeinu Meshulam Haya Omer, he said something else, that Birkas HaMazon and Sheva Brachos are kol al kos echad, Delodami lebirchas hamazon v'kiddush. In the case of birchas hamazon and kiddush, we don't recite them both on the same kos hasam trei mili ninhu kidam rinon b'samuch. That it's trei mili, and therefore we violate chavilos if we were to recite both on one kos. Aval hachachad milsehi. It's just like we have a paradigm where we could fulfill two mitzvahs on one kos if they are not related to each other. I'm sorry, what I meant to say was we can fulfill two mitzvahs on one kos if they are related to each other. Hachachada milsehi, and therefore is birchas hamazon goreim lebirchas nesuin. It means that sheva brachas requires a suda. So to the extent in which the sheva brachas is related to the suuda, the birchas hamazon and the sheva brachas are all integrated into one entity. And it makes sense that we should recite the sheva brachas on the kos of birchas hamazon. So be that as it may, according to Rabbeinu Meshulam, we can add a second exception to the rule of Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos. We have the exception that we discussed in the Rambam about birchas hamazon and havdalah. In the Gemara, we have another exception of kiddush and havdalah. And when the Gemara says with regard to kiddush and havdalah that it's chada milsehi, that makes a lot of sense, because it's only after we complete the Avdolah of yesterday, meaning ending the Kiddush of, let's say, Shabbos, now we can make Kiddush as we enter into Yontif. Rishonim, the Rashbam, and Rashi that we have here, they all enhance and embellish this Gemara by saying that in the Avdolah itself, we're going to say Hamavdil ben Kodesh l'Kodesh. So we're mentioning that we're leaving one Kedusha and entering into the other Kedusha. We're terminating Kedusha Shabbos and entering into Kedushas Yontif. That's one interpretation in the Rishonim about Chada Milsehi. Why is it that from Havdol we enter into Kiddush and it's all one continuous whole, so to speak, and therefore you can recite both Havdalah and Kiddush on one kos. The Rambam again goes a step further and says Birkas Hamazon and Havdalah can both recite on one kos. We're not sure why that's considered Chada Milsa, and that's the Rav Shtikl Torah in the Yartzeit Shir. And now we have Rabbeinu Meshulam, who's of the opinion that there's another case in which we can combine two mitzvahs on two brachas on one kos, and that's going to be the case of birkas hamazon and sheva brachas, because it's the suuda that engenders sheva brachas, and that's what allows us to consider it as chada milsa. And birkas hamazon together with sheva brachas becomes one entity. You don't require two kosos. Be that as it may, I wanted to get back to the original Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos, and then we can come back to Yayin Shel Shviyos, Im Yirtzeh Hashem. We have a sugya here in Masechtas Sota on Daf Ches Amud Aleph, and there the Gemara speaks about the Mishnah of Ein Mashkin Shtei Sotos Ki Achas. And this entire list of cases where we don't do two mitzvahs simultaneously. Ein mashkin shtei sotos ki achas, v'ein mitarin shtei mitzorin ki achas, ein rots in, with an ayin in, rots in, shnei avodin ki achas, v'ein orfin shtei eglos ki achas, l'fisha ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. So let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi says, "Chavilos chavil shenira kimi shahoyalav lemasu yimemayer lefarek maso." So this is what we saw also in the Rashbam in our Pesachim. Here we see it in Rashi. This is probably the source of the Rashbam. Rashi in Sota. Tosus points out that ein mashkin shtei sotos kiachas nu lefarish sheyamid shteim bazor vasachas lashkoson af bisha ein shosos kiachas. He says v'teima v'chi haya oser b'chahai gavno lishchot shnei zvachim ki echad ki gon shnei olos o shtei chatos sheyamid shneim bazora v'yishchot achas. Tosis is bothered. He doesn't understand what happens if you have two karbonos and they're both the same karbon. Reuven's bringing an ola and Shimon's bringing an ola. Reuven's bringing a chatos, Shimon's bringing a chatos. And now you have to separate the shchitos. Meaning we'd need Reuven, let's say Reuven HaKohen to shecht one chatos, and then we need Shimon HaKohen to shecht the second chatos. Just like in the case of Hashkah Sotos, we need two different kohenim to be mashke the two different Sotos, and so too in the case of Taras HaMetzora, and in Ritzias Shnei Avodim, in Arifas Shtei Agolos. So too we should apply it to two different Shchitos. The Hadi Amrina beperk beis the shchitas chuim tis becheu shloye echad shochet shnei zvachim mayri she yishchot shnei tzavorim ki echad. Aval kahai gavlo mayri. That's that Reuven can't shech these two animals, one chatas for Reuven and one chatas for Yisach and one for Zvulun. That we never found. There's a problem with shnei tzavorim ki echad. But that's because of the nature of the of Shechita, but that has nothing to do with Enos and Mitzvahs, Chavilus, Chavilus. So I just wanted to point out to you that Tosus leaves that as an open-ended problem. Then in the bottom Tosus, for Enos and Mitzvahs, Chavilus, Chavilus, Tosus says, Tema, my part below ain osim mitzchavilus leka ela iser min rabbana mishum de mechse ale kemasa ve'inu pligi bekroy. Moses finds it difficult that the Gemara raises an objection in the context of the machlokas between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. How can you be matir hashkosh tei sotus together, and they're arguing about different psukim from the principle of ein osin chavilus chavilus. And Tos says ein osin chavilus chavilus does not seem to be a doraisa; it's only a drabbanan because it looks like kemasa. That's not going to impact on the machlokas how to read the psukim and what dinim doraisa apply. In any event, the general, let's say, overview of Ein Osin Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilos, you can find in the Encyclopedia Talmudit if you're interested. He has here an entire essay on Ein Osin Mitzvahs Chavilus Chavilos. We're not going to go through the entire essay, but you can take a look at the first section, and then we can skip a little bit to the fourth section. He has ein mashkin shtei sotas kachas ein mitaren shtei mitzorim mitzorim ein mitzrotzen ein orfen shtei mitzorim lefish ein osim mitzvahs chavilus chavilos. So that he quotes from Sota Daf Ches. And then he says hatam shlo yu niros olav hamitzvahs kemasui shememayr lifrok me olav masui. And that's Rashi and Tosfos in Sota and in Psochim. And then he says v'yesh omrim, here he quotes a Tosfos in Rosh Hashanah, Tosfos on Katan, excuse me, who says k'dei sheyehe libo ponui lemitzvah achas, meaning he should be totally focused on one mitzvah. If he has two mitzvahs to do, then it might distract him. Then he writes eino iser ela midivrayim, which we saw in Tosfos in Sota. It's only derabbanan, and he says the following: v'medvar muvi koin echad amashke shtei sotos aval shnei koinim mutar. And the same thing in the case of Ritzia, Shnei Adonim is Mutter, even in one Bezdin. And that's based on the Tosus in Sota, based on the Mishnah Melech in Hilchos Avodim. And then, interesting, he quotes a Yesh Cholkim here. This is a different opinion, which he connects to the Meiri. And that is Yesh Cholkim Sovrim Sha'af Bishnei Adonim Aser Bebezdin Echad. That's interesting. Velohuter El Bishnei Bote Dinim Ubishnei Adonim Aval Adon Echad Bishnei Bote Dinim or Shnei Adonim in one Bezdin is that's a problem of Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos. So that's an interesting addition here to this sugya that has to be understood. Now that second explanation of Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos is a Tosim Oikot Nadav Ches. Let's just read the language. He says Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos to be Inan Shei Libo Ponu LeMitzvah Achas V'lo yifne atzmo heimena. And he compares it to the principle of ein ma'arvin simcha b'simcha. We don't do, let's say, a simcha on Chol HaMoed because of the mitzvah of simcha on Chol HaMoed, ein libo ponui l'simcha acheres. Meaning if he's focused on one simcha, his heart doesn't have room for another simcha. He's got to be exclusively focused on one. In effect, the Shitas Rishonim that we're familiar with is that if it's one person doing two mitzvahs simultaneously, that's a problem of Ein Osin Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. The Gemara in Pesachim is a little bit different because the Gemara in Pesachim is not talking about the one person versus the two people, but the Gemara is trying to figure out if it's Kedusha Akas or Shtei Kedushos, meaning can we integrate two brachos on one kos? Because there's a relationship between the two, and if it's two different brachos, two different mitzvahs, that's also a problem of Ein Osin Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. So there we're getting into the case where it's one person, and we're not raising the question of two people, but rather the question of two objects, two kosos. And that's one of the things that the Rav points out in his Yahrzeit Drasha, when he touches on Ein Osin Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos, that's not the subject of his drasha, but he wants to point out that Havdalah and Birkas HaMazon, according to the Rambam, can be recited on one kos, even though Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon require two kosos. Points out that there are two different categories of Ein Osin Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. One category is not to be mekayim two mitzvahs bevasachas, and therefore by separating the hashkas sota to two kohanim, it's as if they're done at two separate times. That's enough of a hefsek, so that it's not b'shah achas. And then there's another halacha Ein Osin Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos with regard to a cheftza shel mitzvah, that if two mitzvahs are done on one single cheftza, that also is a violation of Ein Osin Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos, even though the kiyumim of these two mitzvahs are bezecher zeh. For example, first he's making Birkas HaMazon, he's reciting, then he's reciting Kiddush, or the other way around. But the sequence is irrelevant to us. As long as there is a sequence, then it's considered bezecher zeh. But the problem of Kiddush Yom Birkas HaMazon is because it's one kos, and that itself engenders the Chavilos Chavilos aspect. Rav drops a bomb, and he wants to suggest that the issue of Ein Osin Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos really depends when it applies and when it does not, really is contingent upon a different question, and that is whether the kus itself is related to the Suda. And the problem of Birkas HaMazon and Kiddush in terms of one kos, is that each of these two recitations, each of these two mitzvahs relate to Kviya Suda. Notice the Birkas HaMazon is on the Suda that he just finished eating, and the Kiddush is coming to be Koveya a new Suda. And the Shtiyas HaKos is part and parcel of that process of Suda. The Shtiyas HaKos in Birkas HaMazon terminates the Suda, the Shtiyas HaKos in Kiddush begins a new Suda. The Iser of organizing both Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon on one kos is because the kos itself is integral to the mitzvah. It's not just that you recite something over a kas. You can recite many different things over the kas, and you can be kayim them. That's why the Rav says, according to the Rambam, Birkas Hamazon Avdolah, there's no problem of Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos, because even if the kas, as far as Birkas Hamazon, is part of the Chefetz Shel Mitzvah, it's part of the Birkas Hamazon itself, but in Avdolah, the requirement of kas is just a classical case of Seder Bracha Ala Kas, and he's not eating any Suda here. The Avdolah requires a kas just B'Torahs Shevach Vodoy Ala Kas. And therefore there's no problem here of Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos. With regard to, on the other hand, the Kiddush, where the kas is not just in order to set up the Kiddush Ala Kas, it's not just Shira V'Shevach Ala Kas, but rather the kas itself is an integral part of the Kiddush. That's based on the Chidushim of Reb Chaim, that the Shtiyas Kos Kiddush is part of the Kiddush because that's the whole essence of Kiddush, to be Koveh Suda Shabbos. Therefore, to have the same kas for the Kviyas Suda of Birkas Hamazon on the Suda Shalafaneh and the Kviyas Suda of Kiddush on the Suda Shalakreh, that's a problem of Chavilos Chavilos, because both kosos are part of the etzem cheft of the mitzvah, and therefore you have a problem of ein osim mitzvos chavilos chavilos. So again, just to swing back to the point that we were making, it's not just that one gavra is doing two mitzvahs, it's that one chefta in certain specific cases being used for two mitzvahs, and that's a problem. With regard to a mitzvah shel Torah and a mitzvah shel Divreim, a mitzvah derabbanon, so we have a chiddush here in the Me'iri, that in such a case you fulfill the mitzvah shel Torah first and then the mitzvah derabbanon afterwards, and there's no problem of chavilos chavilos. In fact, there's even a possibility, this is a Ksav Sofer in Or Chaim, in one of his tshuvas, that if you have two mitzvahs to Rabbanon, you might be able to mekayim them both without a mitzvah chavilos chavilos. And a mitzvah shel Rishus, which is not a chov at all, that's going to be a discussion in the Magen Avraham, and that's going to be very relevant to our case of Kos Shel Yayin, of Kos Shel Yayin Shel Shvius. And there's even a discussion of here in the Encyclopedia Talmudit, in the fifth section here, about mitzvahs sheyeshnan b'shlichus. And he quotes a school of thought in the Achronim, the Or Sameach, etc., that dafka b'mitzvah sheyefshol l'kaiman al yedei shliach, Amru ein osim mitzvahs chavilos chavilos, like Ritzias Avadim, the Adon Atzmon, Hashkas Sota, Rifas Egla, Taras Mitzora, the Kohen himself has to do it. He's got to be Mekayim the mitzvah himself. But Kol Sheyesh Lo Shlichus, Yochel Lekayim Al Yidei Shliach, is Kevon, Shenosno Ator Rishus, Lifrok HaChavilo Al Yidei Acher, Sheino Mitzuvah Vidov, Yochel Lasos, Af B'chavilos Chavilos, Ufichok, Yochel Lahafrish, Trumos, Truma utrumas meiser keachas b'chein mekadesh adam chamesh nashim keachas lufi shetruma v'kedushin yeshnan al yedei shliach ava chalitza sheyefsha al yedei shliach ein choltzim l'shtei yevamos keachas. Fine. This is a very fascinating sugya unto itself. I would just like to swing back to our discussion about Yayin Shel Shvius. So we mentioned at the outset that there's a tshuva of the Har Tzvi regarding this Yerushalmi, this issue that we're dealing with, of a Yayin Shel Shvius for the Dalid Kosos. And he quotes the following. He says, the Shitas Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvus is that there's a mitzvah saseh of achilas peros shvius. Now this is a very, very heavy topic. Generally what we assume about shvius is there's a mitzvah to be mafkir your peros shvius, in addition to the Iser of working the land during Shabbos, you have to be mafki your peiros. You're not allowed to be mafsid the peiros. You can't make a business deal out of selling peiros. That's lo l'schora. But we never understood there's a mitzvah of achilas peiros shvius per se. The Ramban, at first glance, seems to say that, but many of the mafarshim reinterpret this Ramban. The tshuva of the Har Tzvi is assuming the premise that according to Ramban, there's a mitzvah essay of achilas peiros shvius, that when the Torah says li'ochla, it's a positive command. It's not just li'ochla as an isra say, velo, lehefsed velo l'schora, but rather there's liochlo literally a mitzvah sase of achilus perishvias. I don't know if according to this understanding of the Ramban we should make a bracha asher kinsharim tzolstin sivanu al achilus perishvias. I don't know. I'm not sure. But in any event, now we can begin to understand what the problem is with Dalet Kosos and Yayin Shel Shvias, because now through this shtia you are being mekayim two mitzvahs together. And you are violating the principle of Ein Osin Mitzos Chavilos Chavilos. That's the Einfallen, so to speak, of this tshuva of the Har Tzvi. And if that be the case, then we have to understand what was the maskana of the Yerushalmi. Why did the Yerushalmi push off the Ein Osin Mitzvos Chavilos Chavilos? Now once again, we can talk about Yayin Shel Shvius V'Dalet Kosos under Chavilos in two different directions. Number one, there's a simultaneity of one person being mekayim two mitzvahs, and number two, it's one chefta that's being used for two mitzvahs. And offhand, the Rav Shtikl Torah that we mentioned earlier would not be relevant to us, because to the same extent that we said that Kiddush is a mitzvah of Shtia, not just Seder Brach Halakos, and therefore Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon are both Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. The Kos is a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah. You can't use one Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, two mitzvahs. The same thing should logically apply here if we are given the understanding of Ramban that the Cheftza of Shtia, the Cheftza of the Kos in Shvius is a mitzvah. And therefore, to use that same kos for Dalet Kosos, which is also a Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, the mitzvah of Dalet Kosos requires Shtia Sakos, as we said before, Shtia Derech Cherus. He's got to even have Hanov from it. We said that Mitzvah Slav Lenos would not apply here, if you just remember the discussion. Then we have a problem here of Mitzvahs Chavilos Chavilos. And here, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank quotes. He writes, let me just read you this. He says, Hagon av bezna mi brody umi damberava. He quotes these gdolim to the effect that this is the way to understand the Yerushalmi. Is there chavilus, chavilus? That's what the Yerushalmi is vacillating about. And the question that we want to raise here is, the Mishnah in Psachim adaf lamed hey says that the Kohanim used to fulfill their mitzvah of achilas matzah with matzah shel truma, matzah shel challah. Okay, this is an interesting problem. In other words, what we're saying is that truma is considered mamon hejot, and therefore you can use it for matzah. It's not a violation of, it's not a chisaron, I should say, of lachem. And challah also has the same din of truma, but the problem is there's a mitzvah to eat truma, there's a mitzvah to eat challah. How can the Kohanim use this matzah for two mitzvahs, meaning at the same time as there being the kind of mitzvah of achilas truma, there being the kind of mitzvah of achilas matzah? And why isn't this considered chavilos chavilos? That's what the tshuva of the Har Tzvi quotes in the name of the Av Beis Din Mi Der Bruvel. Now, Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank says the following, that there is a distinction here between the cases. In the case of Achilas Matz of Challah, that's not a violation of Chavilos Chavilos, because the two mitzvahs are fulfilled bazecher zeh. They're not simultaneous. There's no need to set up a hefsek here and take a different matzah. You can do it all on one matzah. Whereas in Dalet Kosos, it's absolutely simultaneous, and therefore we would need two kosos, one for Shvius and another one that's not Shvius for Dalet Kosos. And why is that the case? Why is it that in Achilas Truma / Achilas Matzah we have a Bazech or Zeh situation, whereas in Shtias Dalet Kosos it's Bevasachas? That's what we want to understand. Says Reb Tzvi Vesek Frank that the mitzvah of Achilas Truma is Hanoas Grono. Meaning, even if he would have spit out the Truma, as long as he swallowed it and then spit it out, he would be Yotze, he has Hanoas Goron. Whereas the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah is clinched with Hanoas Me'ayim. Hanoas Grono is not acceptable. And this is a pretty amazing chiddush over here. And let's see if we can figure out how Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank knows this. How does he establish that? We'll read his language inside. He writes, Nimtza deba ochel matzas truma eina mekayim shtea mitzvah vas achas de mitzvah achilas truma nigmeris banos grono bilachud umikan vielach kamo kvar poka mimenu kedushas truma v'eino ela kechulin bi'alma v'acharei kechlos mitzvahs Achilas Truma, Holich Mekai Mitzachilas Matzah Tli Banoas Meov. V'yem Kadim Kain Mitzos Chavilos. Now, the easy part of this is that Matzah requires Hanoas Me'ayim. That's a little bit easier. He quotes here the Levush in Archaim Tov Ayin Hey. The Achilas Matzah, he says, Ikar Achilasi hi lechol lesova ulamale es kreso kshura ev. Very interesting. The Gemara says, Bola Matzah Yotza. He says that Bola Matzah Yotza means that he swallows it in a way that he doesn't have any anos me'ayim. And he has Svias, I'm sorry, he doesn't have any Hanoas Grono, he has Svias Me'ayim. So this Levush, again, the Levush lived 500 years ago, he's not a Rishon, but in any event, Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank wants to build an awful lot on this Levush, and define the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah as Hanoas Me'ayim, and not Hanoas Grono. Now, assuming that your universal definition of achila is hanoas grono, and we'll look into that bli neder, then why should matzah be any different? Why should matzah be clinched through hanoas me'ayim? So take, for example, the Shita Rabbi Yochanan in Chulin Kuf Gimel and Beis with regard to Macholas Asuros. If, let's say, you swallow something and immediately spit it out, you had Anoas Goron, and you didn't have Anoas Me'ayim, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you violate the Isra Achila Doraisa. All you need is Anoas Grono. But in Achilas Matzah, according to Levush, Rabbi Yochanan is Modeh. In this case, he's moded to Reish Lakish. Reish Lakish in Machalos Asurus requires Hanos Me'ayim. He's moded to Rabbi Yochanan, to Reish Lakish, that you would not fulfill the mitzvah of matzah with Hanos Grono. If you spit out the matzah immediately, you're not yotzei the mitzvah of matzah, but rather you need Achilas Me'ayim, as Reish Lakish has it as a universal definition of Achila. So Rabbi Yochanan's definition of Achila in Hanos Grono would have to tolerate an exception in the case of matzah, and that's going to open up many different issues about achilas matzah be'isur. You know, we spoke about mitzvah bo ba'avera. If mitzvah bo ba'avera requires simultaneity, if, that's a big if, then where's the simultaneity here? If the mitzvah of achilas matzah has to wait until it gets down to the me'ayim, whereas the iser of, let's say, achilas tevel, for example, or gzela, I don't know, whatever case you have there, that iser is violated immediately with hanas grono, then there's no simultaneity here. I don't know if it would be a mitzvah bob avera. I mean, of course, you can't have hanas me'ayin without it's going through the garon. But you could imagine a situation, l'chora, where you skip the hanas grono, you know, I don't know what you do, and it reaches down to the me'ayim without hanas grono, then you have fulfilled the mitzvah of matzah without violating the iser of achilas tevel, l'mashal, because you had no hanas grono. Maybe what Rabbi Yochanan would say in matzah is that you need hanas grono for sure, because that's the classical definition of achila. Less than hanas grono does not constitute achila. But in addition, there's another dimension to matzah, that's what the Levush is trying to say, that you need hanas me'ayim in achilas matzah. Now there is a famous chiddush of the Ksav Sofer regarding achila b'Shabbos, or achilas yontif, purim, and so forth, that even though we paskin like Rabbi Yochanan, that achila equals hanas garon, and that's your universal definition of achila, nevertheless, here the mitzvah is oneg Shabbos, and to spit it out and not have hanas me'ayim, that is not a mitzvah of oneg. That's the Ksav Sofer. I'll tell you in a minute where the Ksav Sofer is. I think it's an Or HaChaim Siman Tzadi Vav. However, let's take the case of achilas matzah or achilas karban pesach. The Ksav Sofer assumes that that mitzvah is equal to your universal definition of achil. If we pass like Rabbi Yochanan that hanas garon is enough, then he would be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with hanas garon. And that premise seems to be accepted by a long list of achronim. The Minchas Chinuch seems to assume so, mitzvah vav, and the Chsav Sofer in Or HaChaim Kuf Chav Zayin, and they even go as far as to say that if you eat a half a zayis and you vomit it forward, and then you eat the same half a zayis, you would be yotze the mitzvah of achilas matzah. Clearly in this case, he doesn't have a full kezias in his belly. At the best, if he doesn't vomit up again, he has a half a zayis in his belly. And yet he's yotze. I mean, where's the shear of achilas kezias matzah? But the answer is that achilas matzah is the same as achilas isur, your universal paradigm definition of achila, and therefore you yotze with hanas garon. Here in the tshuva of the Hartzvi, he's assuming that the mitzvah of achila in matzah requires lesova. Now, I don't know what to say. He's basing himself on the Levush. If we had more time, maybe we'd go through Levush and see if that's what it says in the Levush. But be that as it may, that's a big chiddush. When we talk about achilas matzah, you know, the classical issue of achilas matzah has to do with the principle of mitzvah srichas kavana, or with the mitzvah mevatlas zu, and the issue of bala matzah yotza or lo yotza, and whether or not blias matzah is considered, in a certain sense, shelo kederach achilason. Let's just see over here what we have. If you have a case, for example, of bala matzah im morar, it could be, so some say you're not yotzi because mitzvah mevatlo zu is zu. Others might say that it's a problem of eino derech achila bekach. So I don't know that, you know, hanaz grono is less than derech achila. There's no concern of derech achila in the case of hanaz goron without hanaz meayim, and if hanaz goron constitutes an achila. So this tshuva of the Hartzvi is a little bit of a pella to me, and frankly, I don't know where he's coming from. Or where the Levush is coming from. The assumption is that as far as the mitzvah Achilas Truma is concerned, we can define that mitzvah and that Achila by universal standards, and all you need is Hanaz Grono insofar as we've accepted Rabbi Yochanan's definition of Achila. And the key mitzvah of Truma is enough to remove the Kedushas Truma, and after the key mitzvah Achila becomes Chulin. So, for example, if he would spit up the truma after hanas grono, that's it. The mitzvah achilas truma is completed, and basically, what he's eating now is chulin. And therefore, when it reaches his meayim in the case of matzah shel truma, at that point, it's not truma at all. That's why there's no problem of chavilos in achilas matzah shel truma. In the case of matzah, we need hanas meayim because of some unique halacha, which the Levush doesn't seem to reveal to us what this halacha of sova, this requirement of sova is, of svia. You know, perhaps it would be a derivation from achilas korban pesach and the sugya of achilas kodshim, and whether you require achila la sova is a sugyan tmura daf chav gimel, and that comes under the halacha perhaps of lemashcha l'gdula, and perhaps karban pesach no less than any other kodshim requires an achila ala sova, which would mean hanas meayim. And then we have to take the next leap of faith, and we have to assume that matzah, insofar as it's equated with Korban Pesach, for example, we know that matzah requires Laila like Korban Pesach, and matzah maybe has to be eaten before Chatzos like Korban Pesach. That's what you have to know. Pesachim assumes that we pass it like Rav Lozman Azari, that Korban Pesach is at Chatzos, and therefore matzah has to be eaten before Chatzos. So we do see that there are dinim in the achila that an achilas matzah that derive from korban pesach. Now, in the case of yayin shel shviyas ledalad kosos, the Hartzvi postulates that both mitzvos are bevasachas, and the reason for that is because we're identifying both Shvius and Dalad Kosos as universal Shtia, universal Achila. And whenever the critical moment is, let's assume Anos Meayim for Shtias Dalad Kosos, that is the critical moment for, according to the Ramban, the mitzvah of Shtias Yayin Shel Shvius. And therefore the Yerushalmi raises the possibility that there might be a violation of mitzvahs chavilas chavilas. And here he quotes Rav Yaakov Al-Ghazi, one of the earlier achronim, who says that eina osim mitzvahs chavilas chavilas is eina el b'shtei mitzvahs anasos v'nigmaros shtei b'vas achas. Aval im gmar kiyum mitzvah achas nimshach gam li achar gmar mitzvah shnia lo nemar b'chai gavna ein osin mitzvos chavilos chavilos. And therefore, says the Hartzvi, we cannot determine our issue about yayin shel shviyas ledalad kosos from the Mishnah of kohenim who eat matzah of truma, because the kiyum mitzvah of matzah and truma is postponed, is suspended until hanos meayin, whereas the kiyum achilas truma as a universal definition of achila, application of the definition of achila, is hanos grono. That is more or less the presentation of Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank. It does not seem to reflect what the Rav was assuming, that Bevasaches is not your criterion, or not your sole criterion, but there's also a Heftza criterion, meaning if you're using the same Heftza for two mitzvahs, that it is a violation of mitzvos, chavilos. And the question therefore becomes, how does the Mishnah boast about the Kohenim who were Makayim the mitzvah of Achilas Matzah with Matzah's Truma? Wouldn't that be a violation of mitzvos, chavilos? Another point we ought to make is, we have to understand why Lamaskana, according to Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, the Yerushalmi concludes that if you drink Dalit Kosos with Yain Shel Shvius, then you are okay. That it's all right. There's no issue. Let's take a look at the Magen Avraham in Simon Kuf Mem Zayin. Now, what's going on here is in Hilchas Kriyas HaTorah, on a day when we have two Sifrei Torah, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that lo yiftechu hashniya ad sheyiglu harishon. In other words, we don't want to bring both Sifrei Torah out at the same time, and the reason for this, as the Mishnah Berurah points out, is ein osin mitzvos chavilos. This is a very strange halacha because, again, there's no simultaneity here in the reading of two sfarim, and to say that the Sefer Torah itself is part of the Heftza Shel Mitzvah, I don't know, that sounds a little bit difficult. The Ramah points out, Motzin Shnei Sfarim Ka'achas, and that's not considered Chavilos. The Hotzah itself is not Chavilos, but somehow having the Sfarim open on the Shulchan, that's Chavilos. The Magen Avraham says, Umashe hikshu atosvis mishnei zvachim. You recall that we saw atosvis at the outset in Masechta Sota, Tavches, and Tos wants to know about shechting two chatos. Why isn't that a violation of chavilos? So he says, Yesh lomer didavka b'shtei mitzvah shel chova havi chavilos. For who adin shtei karbonos shel chova osur lamidon ka'achas. And then he quotes a sugyan yoma perek hei, nun gimel min peis, hevilo asoyer mashma de'ein mevim parvis soyer ke'echad. Now, I'm not sure I understand this Magen Avraham, because when he says Shtei Mitzvah Shel Chova, I mean, you're talking about a Korban Chatos, that's certainly a Korban Shebaal HaChova, and yet we don't find that you need two different Kohanim, you know, to bring to Shech the two different Korban Chatos. So that's a little bit confusing to me, unless you introduce the Shlichus Halach, but he's not operating with Shlichus. But in any event, what we get out of this is that, according to the Shulchan Aruch, you only open up the second Sefer Torah after they were gold, the first Sefer Torah. That's a problem of Chavilos. And the Magen Avraham is Mechadesh, that since both these mitzvahs are Chova, meaning the mitzvah of Kriya for the first and the second Sefer Torah, both Chova, we apply Chavilos. But in the case of Chova and Rishus, there's no Chavilos. Machzis HaShekel embellishes this Magen Avraham with the Rashi about Kemasui. And he says that if you have two Chovos, then to knock them off together, that's called a Masui. But if you're talking about a Rishus, and you want to be Mizdaris to be Mekayim Rishus, that's not called Kemasu. Alright, that has to be understood. But be that as it may, this Magen Avraham would certainly shed a light on our discussion of Shtiyas Yayin Shel Shvius Ladad Kosos, because in the case of Shvius, we don't have a Chova. In other words, you can say that at the moment that he eats Peiro Shvius, he's Mekayim a Mitzvah. But it's not an absolute obligation like Dalad Kosos. You know, whether you like it or not, you have to drink the Dalad Kosos. In the case of Achilus Peiro Shvius, although he has a Kiyum a Mitzvah, he doesn't have a Chiyuv a Mitzvah. That is a possibility. I just want to reiterate, if I wasn't absolutely clear about my problem with this Hartzvi, which he bases himself to some large extent on Rav Yaakov Al-Ghazi, that there's no problem of Chavilos Chavilos if the two mitzvahs aren't simultaneous. I mean, after all, we're talking about Birchas HaMazon and Kiddush. I would certainly think that that's Bazech or Zeh. That's what led the Rav in his Yartzai Shir to conclude that there's another din of Chavilos Chavilos in one Cheftza. So therefore, to say that in the case of Truma and Matzis Truma, there's no problem of Chavilos Chavilos because it's not for Vasachas. I mean, then why is Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon considered Chavilos Chavilos? Norvas, it's one Cheftza. It's one Cheftza that should apply to Matzah Shel Truma as well. But be that as it may, we would like to perhaps analyze, and with this we'll complete our discussion for today. I mean, this is an endless shiur, endless sugya, but one other possible way of interpreting the maskana of the Yerushalmi in terms of why there is no chavilos chavilos in the case of yayin shel shvius for dalid kosos. And that is, we want to base ourselves on the Ksav Sofer in Arachayim, Simon Kufyud Zion, in the name of his father, and the Chiddush of the Ksav Sofer is that there's a difference between Ochlin and Mashkin. The Machlokas Shin Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan holds that you can be chayav for anos grono lechud, that's only with regard to ochlin. However, with regard to mashkin, I'm sorry, I say it the other way around. According to Reish Lakish, who requires anos me'ayim, that's only as far as ochlin is concerned. But even Reish Lakish would agree that in the case of Mashkin, Hanas Grono is sufficient. And this Chassam Sofer is based on a sugya in Sukkah on Daf Memtes Amid Beis. And the Gemara there speaks about drinking as a Hanas Grono situation. Fine, but I don't know if we have time now to go through the sugya in Sukkah and Testament Beis, but the bottom line might be relevant to us. Again, if you assume, which is the premise of the Hartzvi, that in order to engender Chavilos Chavilos you need simultaneity, then one could ostensibly argue that the fulfillment of the mitzvah of Dalad Krosos is Banas Grono, and that would be even according to Reish Lakish, who normally classically requires Hanos Me'ayim. When we get to Shvius, however, here we need Me'ayim for a different reason. It has nothing to do with your classical definition of Shtia, but rather with the nature of the mitzvah of Shvius. The mitzvah of Shvius is not the Maisa Shtia, the Maisa Achila in the case of Peir Shvius, but rather it's what we call Kilui haperos, knows that the peros should be eaten. For example, in Kodshim, you might suggest that with regard to Kodshim, and we spoke about the concept of al asova before, but maybe there's another reason why Kodshim would require Hanoas Me'ayim, even according to Reish Lakish. And that is because the mitzvah is not the Ma'is Achila, but rather that the Kodshim should be eaten. That's the Kiyum HaMitzvah. So it's not so much the Ma'is Achila, but that the Cheftza is Nechal. And the Cheftza is only considered Nechal after it reaches the Me'ayim. You know, it's even as far as Gavra is concerned, the Ma'is Gavra, that's in at least in the case of Ochlin, we could say that that's achieved according to Rabbi Yochanan with Hanoas Grono. Hanoas Grono is a Ma'is Achila as far as the Gavra is concerned, but as far as the Chefta being a Nechal, for that you require Hanoas Me'ayim. And that's why Kodshim, insofar as the mitzvah is not the Maisa Achila Sagavra, Harai, you don't need Kizayis, that was the famous Beis HaLevi's Kiddush, but it's the Nechal, therefore you would need Hanoas Me'ayim, even according to Reish Lakish. And this definition of Nechal that applies to Kodshim would be equally applicable to Peiro Shvius, because the mitzvah is the Nechal, not the Maisa Gavra. So as far as Shtias Dalit Kosos, Petoras Dalit Kosos is concerned, there you would require nothing more than your classical definition of shtia. And everybody agrees, even Reish Lakish, that as far as shtia is concerned, says the Chassam Sofer, all you need is Hanoas Grono. But the mitzvah of Achilus Perishvius is only fulfilled with Hanoas Me'ayim. And therefore there's no violation of Ein Osim Mitzvos Chavilus Chavilus. And this you'll find in a tshuva sefer called Ratz Kitzvi from Rav Tzvi Reisman. There's a lot more to his tshuva, which we don't have time to do now. I just want to again reiterate that I'm not so sure that the Vas'achas element is a precondition for Chavilos Chavilos, because as we saw in the Sugyan Psachim, in the case of Kiddush and Birkas HaMazon, there's a problem of Chavilos Chavilos, even though it's not Bevasachas. You know, he recites Birkas HaMazon, recites Kiddush, there, it's not Bevasachas. One could say that perhaps there is an element of Vasachas here, that's not the way the Rav assumes, but there is an element of Vasachas insofar as the Shtia itself is part and parcel of the mitzvah, whether it's Birkas HaMazon, whether it's Kiddush, not in the case of Havdalah, but in those two cases. And therefore the Shti itself links them up to Vasachas. Whether or not we can cut it with a very sharp razor knife and say, well, there's a difference between Anos Grono and Anos Me'ayim. And again, you're really getting into so many different issues here about splitting up the Vasachas here and setting it into Vazach or Zeh, especially if I assume that whenever you require Hanoas Me'ayim, you also require Hanoas Grono. So there is a point of overlap within the larger perspective of the mitzvah. But again, as we said before, we're building a lot on this definition of Yaakov El-Ghazi, that you need that the Gemar Mitzvah be, the two Gemar Mitzvahs should be absolutely simultaneous. Still have the Mogen Avram to fall back on, that there's a difference between a Mitzvah Shel Rishus and a Mitzvah Shel Chova, and then we have to analyze Achilus Perish Shvius. Would that be considered, as we assumed, a Kiyum Mitzvah without a Chova, and therefore there's no Chavilus Chavilus in the case of Dalet Kosos of Shvius? Okay, we'll stop here. Thank you very much.